This is Anita Yuri with Missions Trip News here in Ghana, interviewing people from the Mount Hope Missions Trip. Hope.
Real.
Home.
Amazing.
Share.
Wow.
Heart-wrenching?
Different.
Hope.
Home.
Serve.
Learn.
Culture.
Sharing.
Service.
Serve and be a blessing.
To set and eat as a family. No video games, no iPods. A family in person.
At the school.
Probably the fact that the people have so little, but because their faith is so strong in God, that they are all happy and loving together.
Every single day that all the different personalities were able to mesh together, and our goal was still the same, that we stay focused and that our hearts were to be joyful and be service-oriented to help one another.
There's not one time specifically. I think every day the love of God was expressed throughout the whole team. Everybody did just such an excellent job and did what we were called to do, and I'm very proud for that.
It was the first school that we went to. The way the people accepted the items we brought them, and then after Bishop Anthony went over and saw a partially blind girl, and then he got the name and the address of the girl that was going to go look for sponsors for her so she can have surgery, for her to see well, because that was touching. I had to hold back my tears this morning when he was crying.
I witnessed the love of God, seeing the excitement and joy on the children's faces when we gave them the supplies, and when we were handing out the backpack, I gave one to a little boy, and he said, God bless you, and I think that was God blessing me, and I just felt the love of God towards me at that moment.
The one thing that I'll take is to be happy in everything, not as a choice, to be thankful in everything. We are extremely blessed, and being here has definitely been a blessing.
I need to put myself second in everything I do. Second, it's never about me, it's always about people, it's about God. That's what the main thing I'm taking away from this trip.
One thing I'd like to apply to my everyday life would be to enjoy material things, but don't get consumed with them.
My perception on things, I'm going to definitely take that one because I've been working on that.
To do a better job of going from glory to glory, and to share the love of Christ everywhere I go, and be more bold about it, and not be such a coward.
Good morning. So, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to do it. As a team leader, these guys made it really, really easy on me. I think the only thing I really did was turn the water on one day when we didn't have any water. and we were thankful for that. Showers are good. I did a lot of public speaking over there, which is something I'm not really that comfortable doing, but God put that confidence in me, and I was able to do it well. And if I was trying to lean on my own understanding and my own will, it wouldn't have been possible. The mission itself, I guess what I took from this whole trip is we were able to do the mission. And it all started with a vision that Nancy Ann had when we got back from the first trip. Then went on to the fundraising, which most of you, if not all of you, participated in. Then the prayers. We were just covered. I mean, everybody knows what a headache it is to travel, period. When you're going 7,000 miles away, all the baggage that we had, everything made it to where it needed to go. Every detail that we had planned out in our heads here, it just, everything just laid right in place. I mean, and it was only from him and his wife. And to go and to see the joy of the kids again, I mean, over a pencil, over a slate, over a book. I mean, you could go to our public schools, and the only way you're going to get kids reacting the way that they do here is if you're giving out PlayStation 3s or something like that. I mean, it's just the simplicity of what we took and the impact that it had is something that I will take with me forever. The school that I think blessed me the most was the one that was the hardest to get to. At points, I didn't think our vehicles were even going to make it there. And down two tracks, mud. I mean, it had been raining there. It was an experience, but it, you know, it was well worth it. And just to be able to go and to be sent and do what you have every intention on doing. Nobody was sick. Everybody got to go. And that's something we didn't have last time. It seemed like there was a hiccup. Every step we tried to make, it seemed like we'd go backwards a little bit. And it was just a constant progression. And it just couldn't have went together any better. As a leader, I was just so proud of the team. Everybody did their part, you know, and without even having to be prodded or anything to do it. They just knew what had to be done, and they did it as a team. You guys sent an excellent team this year, and you should be proud of it. The job site, we went to the job site. I don't think things are moving along as fast as Anthony would like. I had some time to talk with him. He just asked for your prayer and helping him with this endeavor. I mean, he's got a vision in his head. He knows what he wants there, and we were able to, by going to these schools, to see that vision. And I would want nothing less for him than to see this come to fruition and to be what he sees it to be in his mind. And so I'm just asking for you guys just to lift Anthony up in your prayers. He's super busy. I mean, that guy, he is on the phone more than my wife. But he's getting pulled in so many different directions there. And, you know, us being there, I mean, it complicates things because people want things from us. You know, there's just obligations that, you know, sometimes you can meet them, sometimes you can't. But he handles it so well. And to have him, you know, go on this trip and him be a part of it as well. I mean, there's so much behind-the-scenes stuff that we didn't even see as far as the vehicles and just getting from point A to point B that it's stuff that we didn't have to worry about. And I mean, it made our experience a lot easier. The trip, it was a lot of the same, but it was different at the same time. I think everybody that was making the return knows what I'm talking about. It was very relaxed. I kept telling everybody, don't say it's a vacation, because I told everybody it's not a vacation. But it was, we had time to relax. We had time to soak everything in. And that's something that I don't think we really experienced last time, because it was so go, go, go. And you'd wake up in the morning and you're just trying to figure out what happened the day before. And we had time to let all this soak in. And I think it made our next visit to the schools that much more powerful. And I think probably the best thing of all was, and I'm not saying it just because that was kind of my baby, but the soccer balls. I have never seen kids go berserk over soccer balls like that. It was completely insane. And then Andrew. Everybody was so proud that a 16-year-old would make a decision to go 7,000 miles away from home, to have a heart and a vision to do this. Because how many 16-year-olds do you know that would do this? I mean, it's just not in the realm of thinking. And for him to have that in him is, I think it's pretty awesome. So I think I've probably taken up enough time here. That's an excellent picture, being able to pray with all the kids at every school visit. It was a great trip, and I'm really thankful that I was able to be a part of the team. With that, I'd like to introduce Vicki.
Good morning. First of all, I would like to thank each and every one of you who helped with this trip. For those of you who helped me personally, and for all of you who gave to the whole mission, we could not have done it without you. And we thank you so much for your prayers. We felt them every moment of the way. We were given favor, and we have very minor afflictions. I am here to tell you about my perspective on the meetings that we had with the community leaders. On Sunday, we met with the area pastors, and on Monday, we met with the Board of Education to discuss why we had returned and for mission to donate, to deliver the supplies. One thing that I noticed is that there is a proper procedure for everything. First, we shook hands with each person. Even at the board meeting, we went through the offices and greeted every worker. And this happened at the schools, and every time we saw the people again, we would shake hands, like, down the line. Then there were opening words welcoming us, and Anthony would speak about why we were there. Luke then would speak and introduce the team, and it was really great to see him seated with the board members and be honored in this way. He did a fantastic job. At the end of the meeting, Anthony would ask to end the meeting, ask permission to end the meeting. And as much as there were all of the formalities, I was really impacted by the casual feel of the meetings. Both took place outside, and I felt very relaxed and comfortable and very welcome. I really felt that they were interested in us and why we were there. They wanted to know why we had come and really wanted to know our hearts. Their sincerity and genuineness was felt, I saw it in their faces and the way that they listened to us. The way that Anthony spoke about us and the way that we were welcomed made me feel very honored that we had done something so wonderful by going and giving to them. And I kept thinking, no, not me. I'm just an ordinary person. I haven't done anything to be honored in this way, and I am not anyone special. And then I felt God say to me, this is how I see you. You are valued and you are worthy. I love you just as much as I love these people. When I came on this trip, I did it in obedience. I did not know why I was going. I felt that I had nothing to offer. I asked God to share his heart with me and to show me why he wanted me to be there. And through giving to these children and feeling the love and acceptance of these people, God showed me his love. Not just for them, but for me. Why he had to take me halfway across the world to get through to me, I don't know. I can never put into words what I felt, what I saw, and what I experienced. I just know that I have such peace and contentment and happiness in me that I've never felt before. I'm so thankful that I stepped out in faith to discover just a small piece of God's beautiful creation. And I'm excited for where he will take me next. I'd like to welcome Sharissa up here.
Hi, everybody. before I went on this trip, I am probably the biggest doubter of absolutely everything that happens. I kind of forget why I'm loved because I doubt my own importance. I degrade myself in absolutely all of my attempts and everything that I do. And I knew that I was supposed to go on this trip, and I wanted to go last year, but I didn't have the fundage for it. And so I thank you all for giving me that ability to go, because I knew I was supposed to. And what gave me that, gave me the insight to knowing that I was rightfully supposed to go, Anthony's biggest point he said the entire trip was our perception. It's how we view things and how through that viewing we can see what God wants us to see and our importance. And I had been told repeatedly by my mom that that was something I needed to do before I went on this trip. But I didn't believe her because I didn't know how. I mean, she's my mom. I mean, I don't listen. But I saw this the ability to perceive things, and through that ability, it changes your idea about things and makes you happier. And I saw that through the culture of the people. I mean, they have so little. And everything is like just, I mean, it's the poorest of places you could possibly go. I mean, everything is just run down and uncleanly and lack of entertainment and just what we have here. They don't have it there. But they didn't care. They were happy with what they had and were in complete joy of God's love. They loved him no matter what. And I took that home because I need that in my life. I need it a lot to be able to get through my day. And my point was to talk about the culture and the food, and it was definitely a shock to me because, like, food, I love food. But food over there tastes so weird, absolutely everything. I mean, simply ketchup tasted weird to me. But I realized that there's a lot of things here that we take for granted, like how we cook our meat, okay? There they don't have, it's not completely healthy, so they have to cook it. They have to go through every single process you could come up with to cook meat before it's served to you. So by the time it comes to you, it tastes disgusting. It's as hard as a rock. But here in America, we just put it in a blob and stick it on the grill and we eat it. They don't get that over there. And I mean, no matter how much they eat, and we ate a lot there, I mean, we had 3 meals a day and I don't eat that much. And even though they eat a lot, they still are completely, their bodies are lacking the nutrition that we need. Like a lot of the children that I saw at the school, I mean, their skin and bones with a belly the size of a 3-month pregnant lady. I mean, they don't have what we have here. And I appreciate that. Even though they had the lack of what we have, what I think I should be able to enjoy, but sometimes I forget. But they don't. They're happy all the time. I mean, they're willing to share what they have with you, and that's the greatest joy to them. And that's what I'm going to say. I'd like to introduce next Fred.
I was supposed to talk about farming, which I will a little bit. Their farming is a lot different than what ours is here. And they're also growing corn, which we should be doing now. But anyway, what I took away from this thing here was the way that people are very friendly. And they do a lot of cooking. And they have these things when we was going down the road that they hold up. It looked like a big giant rat, but it really wasn't. But Anthony said it was sort of like the bush meat they have, but they had a delicacy of it anyway. Yeah, it looked like a rat. Anyway, the farm that Anthony is doing is he wants to increase his herd to about 10 or 12 more head, his pigs maybe 20 more. And he wants to get with me later on this year sometime, and we're going to have a little talk or sometime. And any of you ever get a chance to go on this trip, it's a really a good trip. And the way I took really changed my life. I'm not going. The first time I ever been on an airplane, and yeah. And one of the ministries that night, on Sunday night, they had all there. They called me the old man, I guess because of my white hair. And I think that's about all I got to say right now. Annie?
I am so thankful to be back, but I'm so thankful for the opportunity that I had to go. I feel so blessed, so blessed. I want to talk to you about the church service. It was so unique. When we got there, everybody was greeted by a handshake as soon as you got out of the van, and you just felt so honored. Everything was done in a traditional manner or by procedure, and we were able to follow the choir in. We all had to line up, and the women had to go before the men. The men had to be to the back. And even in the service, the men sat to the one side and the women sat to the other side. When they started their praise and worship, it was so unique. I mean, they were singing and praising, but again, the women would get up and dance, and they would kind of go in a circle and worship. And then the men would take their turn to go in a circle and worship and praise. It was just an awesome feeling to be part of that. And even as we left the service, you were released, you know. So you shook hands with all of the elders as you came in and as you went out. Watching their faces. Because we had an interpreter there, it was hard to understand what they were saying. But when they talked to you, they looked you right in the eyes. They would get very close to you and shake your hand. And it was frustrating because you didn't understand what they were saying, but you felt blessed. You just felt blessed. Another thing I want to share is I am so thankful for the people that were here at home praying for us, the individuals that prayed as we left, and just the individuals that prayed while we were gone. None of us got sick. It was just such a blessed experience. One thing personally, I had been having problems with my back before I left, to the point where there was certain areas at work that I couldn't do. I couldn't lift anything. And I was really kind of skeptical about that. Even the plane ride, I knew I couldn't sit. And that second day, the day that we were coming home, we sat for, what, hours, 16 hours. It was crazy. But not one time that my back bothered me. We were moving suitcases of supplies, and they were all at least 50 pounds. And we all moved as a team. Not one time that I had any issue. And I know that's God. And I am so thankful for that. So, again, I thank you so much for the individual prayers that went out for us before and after, because I know God was with us. I know He was there. Thank you. I want to introduce Andrew.
Okay. the weather in Africa was intense. We were there during the beginning of their rainy season. We didn't see any rain all day long, but then at night, out of nowhere, it would wind so the wind would blow so hard, you would have thought the roof would blow off. And then when it rained, it rained buckets. The parking lot of the hotel was a giant puddle. You could go out in it for 10 seconds and come back completely drenched. And then by morning, you couldn't even tell it had rained. Because it was so hot over there, it dried up. It dried everything up, I really enjoyed watching and experiencing the weather over there. But of course, we didn't get to go out if we could hear thunder or lightning the entire trip. The entire trip was amazing, and I can't wait to go again. Next is Jay.
Okay, I was asked to share my experience with the shopping. But first of all, I would like to acknowledge the fact that no team can succeed without proper leadership. And I would like to commend Luke and Nancy Ann. You guys are awesome leaders. We couldn't have pulled this off without you. 2 weeks ago, I stood here and Pastor Joe asked, well, why are you going? And I said, I want a new appreciation for what we have here. You know what? I kind of want a new appreciation. And I do appreciate what we have, but appreciate what they have. They have more love in their heart than one could ever imagine. It's just cooler. And heck, the way we're welcomed, we stand out like a sore thumb, you know, obviously. And just the way they welcomed us and everything else. Now, the shopping experience, an experience it was. Now, picture this. You can close your eyes or whatever, but we got a room that's perhaps 12, 14 foot wide, kind of dark, about 30 foot deep, and it looks like they stocked the shelves with a bale elevator. I mean, this room was piles and piles and piles. Now, you send six women and, I don't know, four or five guys in there on a mission. Oh, my goodness. It was a mission. And I stood back, and I just watched. Watch Nancy Ann and kudos to our interpreter, Pastor Dan, or Daniel, yes. What a cool guy. He was our driver. But he was also the interpreter, and he kind of did the negotiating and everything of the shopping experience. And I just stood back and just watched because I can't really handle the confined space that well. And these people, all of a sudden, do you have a chalkboard? Yeah, we got one right here. How about 200? You got chalkboard erasers. How about 200 pencils? How about 1,000? You know, it was just amazing to just, I mean, we had the place to ourselves. There wasn't room for anyone else. And it was just really cool to watch the transition from the store to out in the sidewalk where they were packing it up. There was a gal out there, an elderly lady, and kids just running back and forth, just hauling this stuff out. And I'm like, we brought, you know, 950 pounds of school supplies. How much more do we need? And I will say it wasn't enough. It's never enough. When I would just guess that we probably loaded up over 1,000 more pounds of school supplies. And I don't mean to judge it by pounds, but it was so much stuff. But still, it wasn't enough. And all we can do, Anthony kept saying, you can't give enough. You need to change the mindset. And with that said, I'll hand it off to Nancy Ann. Thank you very much.
Again, we just want to thank you all. We just were overwhelmed by your support and your love, and the financial aid and everything was just overwhelming, and we thank you for that. My part is to share about the team. And a lot of them have already shared a lot of what I was going to say. So we'll see how we go here, okay? It was an honor to be a part of this team. One thing, God gave us the idea of doing devotions ahead of time. So 10 days, we, as a team and our personal intercessors, had copies of devotions, and we went through 10 days. So we were all focused on the same thing and praying for the same thing and studying the same scriptures and stuff. And we continued that every day as we were on the journey. And I really felt that that was a huge thing for us that kept us focused and in unity. Oh, my goodness, the unity was incredible. So I just want to run through just our team as it was. And our first one was Bishop Anthony. And this time I saw Anthony relax and rested like never before. He was incredible. The details, like Luke said, ahead of time and during the thing, he was on the phone a lot, but he did set his phone aside at night, which I was really impressed. His children, two of them, and their families were able to come and join him for a couple of nights up there at the hotel with us, which was fabulous. He took off. He'd say, I'm going to go spend some time with my family. And we'd say, good, go, enjoy. And it was wonderful seeing him relaxed. It was cool. Vicki, I had written down about Vicki that she was unsure of her role, which she shared. But I saw her as a sister. She helped out the gals a lot. She supported the team at every task, and she stepped out big time to share her testimony at the school and stuff, and I just really saw her blossom, and I'm excited, too, to see what God has for her in the time ahead. Fred, the old man, the educators told him he was the old man, and they respect that. White hair is highly respected there. And the executive team pastors, when he shared that he farmed 500 acres, their mouths dropped open. They were shocked. 500 acres? Because they have just by hand, they do everything by hand, so they could not even imagine. And I think he strutted a little bit out of there. he was a great team player. He helped where he could, and I loved when he shared his testimony with the school. He told the kids, you work hard. You work hard at your studies, and you will do what God has for you to do. So I was really pleased with that. I thought that was cool. Charissa was our sweet little sis. It touched me when I heard her share her story with the school children and how much she loved them. She got very emotional as she shared, and it, of course, made me very emotional to hear it. But what a sweetheart, and it was such a joy to have her with us. Andrew is the rock star. Yep. Like they said, the pastors and the educators and Anthony were all very impressed that a 16-year-old would give up his spring break and come to Africa to serve on the team. But the ones that were most impressed were the little girls at the schools. When he would be introduced and they said, Andrew is 16, and you would hear this, ah! Yes. It's great. It was great. And you can see in that bottom left corner, there's one girl that's really in there close. She was... So Andrew was great. Anita was our cheerleader. She'd get off the bus and she'd get those kids worked up, and they were, oh my goodness, she was so much fun. She was also our techie who went above and beyond with all of making sure things were done and working all hours of the night. Her and husband stayed up all night last night. They haven't slept because they've been working on this for us today. She was co-accountant with Sarah for our business and stuff, but she also had a different role this year because she did take her son with her, so she also played mom. And it was very interesting when you see a bird with their wee little one and shove them out of the nest and watch them fly, and I watched her do that several times. I just stood back and watched how she would stand back and watch her son, and I was just like, oh, that was so sweet. So, yay. Jay, right away, he took on the part of Luke was the leader, and he was our tail end. He always had our backs. I was so impressed with the way he was always watching out for us. He was always grabbing things for us and taking care of us. And you can see the picture on the top left there. Luke was demonstrating the backpack. He was right there to assist. He was like that the whole time, watching our backs, and I really appreciate that. Annie, I was concerned about Andy. Let me tell you, years ago she told me she didn't like dirt. She didn't like getting dirty. And I was worried. I was seriously worried. I thought, oh boy, she has no idea. And that girl, I found out, they did pigs, they did goats. She knew about all that stuff. She was a toughie, and she was right in there. And I think probably the most important thing for me, oh, and her giggles. I loved her giggles. That was great. We've got some video of her, and especially when she's getting Andrew into a circle of girls for pictures. I love that. She was fun. But probably the biggest thing for me was that I felt like she was my really good friend on the trip, and so thank you for that. Then we have Kofi and Sarah. And I know you all were curious. Right away at the airport, it was just natural. It was just, they've known each other for 2 years via internet and phone and all that kind of stuff. And they were, and as you can see, they hacked my phone and left me the bottom three pictures. And she is natural around him. She's just Sarah. And they are crazy together. And he stepped right in, actually, at the airport. He left her with me and took off and started loading the luggage and everything. He was a part of the team from the first minutes that he was there with us. And he taught the kids a song with motions and everything. And he was like our translator. When we didn't understand Anthony or what was going on, he would explain for us. Sarah, like I said, she was co-bookkeeper with Anita, but she was just joyful, of course. She radiated the whole time. It was very cool. She's still there with him. And so just pray that she comes home. Then there's me. God gave me a picture of what we wanted to do and get stuff, and we weren't able to get everything into every hand at every school. Like they said, we just didn't have as much. The numbers they gave us were probably half of or more of what we needed at each school, but it was okay. It was just such an encouragement and a blessing. And again, we just want to thank everybody. So that's 11 of the team, but we had a 12th one that Anita's going to take care of.
Yes. I already went to Africa. It was amazing, still amazing, love it. Can't wait to go back. Can't wait to eventually live there. Maybe 6 months, 3 months, 2 months. Okay, first, before I start my testimony on the people, do you have it? Okay. Luke was explaining the soccer balls and how excited they were. And we had this thought, we had this video for the beginning of his, and we got it. We want to show you because you can't explain it in words. It was amazing.
We brought some books. We brought some notebooks for your teachers so they can write all your good grades in here. We brought some backpacks.
Yeah, they loved it. Okay, so, anyways, they're still going. Okay. Early on in our trip, I realized, like, last year we had Pastor Joe with us, and it was great. And for this, when I found out he wasn't going with us, I thought, are we stuck with just Anthony? Because I don't know if I can handle that. Because he was, like, tense last year. It was crazy. And we found out Luke would be leading the team, and I thought, right on, that's going to be great. Come on, son, you delivered. That was you. It was amazing. So from the beginning, I knew that I could not be the only one that thought he did just an amazing job. So this is what we did. Well, you weren't watching.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach good news to the poor.
Luke has been a great, has done a great job as a leader, and has done a good job. Now it is our time to appreciate his patience with us. Amen.
Thank you, Luke.
Luke has been a fantastic leader. He's taken charge where necessary and been encouraging where encouragement has been needed. He's very attentive to our needs. He's represented our team very well. It was awesome to see him with the leaders of the community in the village being honored. And it was awesome to see him grow in this way. Go Luke!
Luke, I just want to say thank you for your incredible leadership on this trip. You have really done a great job. You have been a strength to us when we needed strength. You have been wisdom to us when we needed wisdom. Just your creative ways of solving problems and just really encouraging us to press in, go deeper, and see all that God has for us here in Ghana. And I really appreciate that about you. I appreciate your heart, your servant heart. The times that we would just stop at the corner and you'd be jumping out, going to take candy or a soccer ball or a bracelet or something to the kids running in the village. And that really ministers to me a lot. Jessica, you should be proud. So I just want to say thank you. Madasi.
I just want to let you know that I really appreciate your leadership and perception. I'm always ready to call. God bless you so much for your leadership. If I had one word to describe it, God bless you so much. Keep it up.
Luke has been an amazing leader on this trip. He has kept everyone well-informed, safe, and wise to all the realities of Ghana. He has shown so much emotion and compassion for the people of this country, especially when he stops at a random village to give the children a soccer ball to play with, rather than a bucket to be pushed around in. Thank you, Luke, for the wonderful experience that I have been able to have on this trip.
Luke, our Ghana group leader. Luke being chosen as a group leader was an excellent choice. Luke is a leader, not a dictator, has an open mind, listens well, and makes decisions with confidence. Luke's not afraid to request assistance and expects people to join in his requests. Luke's sensitivity to the small things is astounding. Whether it's whether it be in a playground of kids kicking a can around and handing them a piece of candy, or a child just to see a child smile. Luke's attention to everyone's safety has been extremely important also and well handled. When Luke was called to speak to the class, he spoke with excellence and authority, as well as doing the daily devotions.
Thank you, Luke. I know that God is the reason for this whole trip, and he was in it the whole way. But any team of people requires a great leader for success. And you, brother, led this team with excellence. I cannot wait to see what role God puts you in next. Wish you could have helped me find my tooth. But nobody is absolutely perfect. I appreciated Luke's leadership, first and foremost, because I didn't have to do it. Seriously, though, he was incredible. Luke's level head, his creative problem solving, like water shortage, etc. His communication skills with both the team and Anthony, and the confidence he showed were all a blessing to the team. But I was so proud of him as he sat with the educational leaders, and he stood before the schools. But my favorite part were when people would share something where they were really touched or amazed or blessed. And our misty eyes would meet, and he would get that grin. I love that grin. Thanks, Luke.
Wow, Church. Luke has just been such a great leader. His skills of leadership have really challenged me. So I'm believing God that you take him to a whole different level in terms of leadership. God bless you all, and I'll see you guys soon. Bye bye.
I'll be the carrier of hope and salvation. I will go shine your light to the world.
And that's it. And again, thank you to everybody who donated and prayed. The trip was amazing and will be remembered forever by all of us. And Pastor Joel will close us out.
You guys make me proud. Luke got his hands on you. He's on everyone that went. These are life-changing trips. It touches those who you come in contact with and so on and so forth. But as you can see, the ones who went will never be the same. And as Nancy and said, our daughter's over there, and hopefully she'll come back. And be praying this week. Kofi is going in. He's been turned down 3 times for a visa. He's going in a fourth time to get his visa to come to the U.S. And if that's the case, you'll be seeing him here in a service, hopefully in the weeks to come. All the backpacks that you saw with the crosses, Tim and Angie provided those. How many backpacks were there? 1,000? 800, and they weren't cheap. They heard God say, we want to provide these backpacks, and they contributed in a big way. And we got pictures. I saw pictures and videos of all these kids wearing these backpacks. We got a bunch to show you. And every time they see those, they're going to think of the love of Christ and this team and the dolls that were put together and given away. There will be future trips. I don't know when. There's no dates or plans. But I just want to encourage you and leave you with this. And Luke, I'm going to ask you to come up and close us in prayer. At the Sunday church service, I heard that you came up and closed the service in prayer. And I want you to pray just for Ghana and just however God leads you to pray. But there will be future trips, and I'm certain of that. I just don't know the details of when, and we want to go as the Lord leads us, okay? And every trip is different and unique. One thing I kept hearing from everybody that went last year is they did much of the same things as last year, but it was completely different. So every trip is unique in its own way. So just be praying about the days ahead if God is calling you to go to Ghana. I was surprised to see Fred. Fred had ventured beyond Ohio. Never been in an airplane, never gone farther than Ohio, and he goes to the other end of the earth for the Lord. Jay and Annie, and just the different ones, you know. So God may be calling you to be one of the next ones to go on the next trip. But start saving now, just putting something aside, believing God for whatever that is. So thank you again for all that
contributed and helped to send this team. I'm just proud of this church, and you have you develop a heart for missions in a way that only going can give you. So, is it Wednesday? So he's going in Wednesday morning, but you want to be praying Tuesday because it's 4 hours ahead. So Wednesday morning it'll be like middle of the night. So okay. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to ask Luke to close it in prayer. And
I just want to thank everybody that took part in that. I had no idea. I told you I wasn't going to cry, but I told a little live because that touched me. That was, but it was an honor. And with that, we'll close this in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we are so thankful for what you have done through us and in us. We ask that whatever we do it in your will, not by our own understanding, that we put you at the center of everything we do. That any doubt that we have of something that we can't do, you just clear that up. You've done so much for every one of us on this trip, and all the intercessors, and just everybody in this church. You've brought us closer. You've brought us to see the other side that we just so often forget about. And it's just been an honor. And I thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you gave me to be a leader and the strength you gave me to do it with excellence, just as you call us all to do everything with excellence and do it for your honor and your glory. I ask continued blessing over Anthony and his project that he has going in Ghana. And I just pray for future teams that go, that they can go and they can experience everything that we've experienced. And I just ask all this in your name. And all the people said, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Luke. Real quick, the project that in case you don't know, that Luke is referring to, Anthony's building a school over there, a two-story school. And we got pictures of the classroom that we sponsored over there. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to the days ahead